Today on Older and Wiser.
What's on your bucket list? A new survey reveals what most people want to do before they die.
Also, the things that people say keep them awake at night. Plus, how most people are worried that their Alexa is spying on them.
Also, we'll reveal the sexiest accent in America.
Stay with us. You're listening to Older and Wiser.
Hey folks, welcome to Older and Wiser, coming to you from California. I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, along with Susan Sikora. She's up there in Sonoma County, in wine country, having a little glass of wine this morning, I'm sure.
Not at all. Finishing my coffee.
Finishing your coffee. First up today, this new survey reveals what's on America's bucket list. They surveyed 2,000 people, found that 95% of them actually had a bucket list. I don't even have a bucket list. Do you have
a
bucket list?
You know, I don't either. And I wonder about that. Let's stop right there for a minute. 95% of the people, now that's of 2,000 people they spoke with.
Yeah.
Have a bucket list. Okay.
Things they want to do before they kick the bucket.
Right. Okay. And I'm just saying, I think at this point in life, you realize, you know, you make plans and then junk happens, right?
Yeah.
And after a while you go, I just want to get through the day.
That's my bucket list.
You know, I mean, really, I'm not going to climb the mountains and I'm not going to go on a worldwide tour. You know, I want to take care of my kitty cat and keep a roof over my head, keep my needs met, and that's it.
You've limited your bucket list because of just the realities of life. You realize you're not going to climb Mount Everest.
Older and wiser.
You're older and wiser.
It's true. I think you realize, I mean, it's nice to have dreams, I think, but I don't know that those kinds of dreams necessarily change how you approach your day to day. Maybe they do. I don't know. You know, if you've got a bank account or something and you're saving for a particular item, you know, but it might not be a month-long trip to Italy, it might be a new sofa.
Do you think younger people are more likely to have a bucket list than older people? In other words, do we lose our ambition and our dreams as we grow older?
I think younger people are probably hoping they have a bucket. I think there's a, you know, so a bucket list is probably very far from their reality.
A bucket list requires a certain amount of optimism. You have to believe that you've got time to do certain things and that you are capable of doing certain things.
And that they're available to you as well. I think time is on their side. I don't think, the availability and the reality and I hate to say it, but I think it goes back to money again, but the cost of living has gotten so high that, plus to be saddled with a debt if you did go to college.
So setting aside the financial reasons why we don't have a bucket list, let's talk about bucket lists and what, just for fun, might be on someone's bucket list.
Go ahead. Yeah.
77% of the people surveyed here indicated that they had some sort of travel goal on their personal bucket list, someplace they'd like to go, haven't been before. How about you? Do you have any place you kind of wish you had gone and haven't gone?
Well, I've only been to Europe once, and probably it would be nice to go back there, specifically if I had to pick one place and stay there. Probably Italy.
Interesting. Well, that's among the most popular places.
Yeah.
The top cities people want to go to on the list are Honolulu, New York, Las Vegas, and oddly enough, Anchorage, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Why Anchorage?
Well, you hear a lot about Alaska, and I guess because it's part of the United States, and yet it's far away.
US. What do you do there? It does not seem like Disneyland, or it doesn't seem like Hawaii. I'm gonna, I get it. But
yeah.
Anchorage? You just walk around in a coat? What do? Go to the mall? I don't know.
You'll find out if you go. You know, most of those other places I've been. I've been to all those places
lists.
A little bit. You know,
they
not
go
long.
There.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
I don't know. Anchorage, I mean, again, the travel would be nice. I don't think it's going to be something I can afford. And if I won the lottery tomorrow, would it go to the top of my list? Probably not.
Some of these specific experiences on people's bucket list included skydiving. Ever want to do that?
No, thank you.
No.
No.
I had no desire to do that. Winning the lottery.
That would be that's a huge one for
but
me.
You
I
can't
guess that's
really
my
put
bucket
that on
list.
Your bucket list.
No, you can't. Here's my plan to win.
Exactly.
You know?
You either got it or you don't. Having kids is on a bucket list. I don't think either of us are going to do any more of that.
No, I haven't,
kind of stuff.
And it's not an option at this point. Trust me when I tell you.
I know. The thing people really don't want on their bucket list is getting arrested or trying online dating.
Yeah, no.
The only thing I could think of, if there was one thing that I might kind of want to do, is I've always kind of wanted to get an RV and take some sort of a cross-country trip in the RV. Yeah, I don't know. It seems more exciting and fun than it probably really is. The reality of it is not probably so good. But
are you going alone or with others?
I'd like to go with people who want to go with me. Yeah, it'd be fun.
I don't know if I'm in that vehicle with you. I think you're going to send me a postcard. Seriously.
All right. Moving on to our next survey today. This one is about sleeping. According to this survey, people spend about 6 hours a week lying awake in bed because they can't sleep. Boy, I tell you.
6 hours is not much.
Well, I guess that would be like an hour a night, right? Or a little
at
less.
At least.
Yeah. Do you have trouble sleeping or falling asleep? Do you?
I do.
What do you think causes
asleep.
It? Stress?
Stress does. And, you know, you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or the kitty cat is, you know, I'm concerned about my cat. You know, I sleep
Are
pretty
you
well.
Tired? Does it make you tired, the lack of sleep?
Yes,
day.
Yeah. But I do fall asleep if I'm sitting on the couch watching TV early in the evening. All of a sudden, you know, I'll nod off watching a show that started at, you know, like, I don't know, 8 o'clock and think, what happened to the last 10 minutes? And I'm sleeping already. So sometimes that can happen. And I think that if your body gets used to sleeping an hour or two on the couch off and on, then you've probably your allotment for the night.
Well, according to this survey by Well Plus Good, 1,500 people were surveyed, and nearly everyone, 92%, reported feeling fatigued, tired at least 2 days a week because they weren't getting enough sleep. That's kind of interesting.
Well, I wonder what the age of the people in the survey was, or ages were, because actually it'd be interesting. I think older people, I talk to friends of mine now, and everybody's having trouble getting a really good night's sleep, uninterrupted sleep. My mother could sleep. I think my mother could sleep through, you know, an earthquake. But, well, a lot of us have done that. That's probably not a good example.
Sleep through an earthquake, yeah.
She could probably sleep through a hurricane. But seriously, she did sleep. She slept really well. I always envied that. I thought, boy, she could fall asleep and she's out anywhere. But I think it's harder to sleep. But also, there was a survey done years ago, more than 20 years ago, saying that young people, high school age, especially teenagers, need a lot more sleep than they're getting. And I'm not, this is not just about the devices. This is also about the hours of the school day.
Yeah.
And it's not changed. I mean, there are kids who have to be at school at 7 o'clock or first class is at 8 o'clock, which means you've got to be up by maybe 6 to have breakfast, get dressed, out the door, what have you, depending on your commute. And I don't think they get enough sleep either. So I think this is affecting not just people in their 60s and 70s and 80s or whatever, but I think it also affects kids.
A recent global survey by Philips found that 54% of people named worry or stress as the largest sleep inhibitor. And I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be a big thing you're worried about, you know, not life and death necessarily or big financial problems. It could be something as simple as, did I lock the front door?
Yes.
I hear a noise outside? I don't know how you turn off the little stress things that happen to you. Do you have a technique at all? Do you, if you're really having trouble sleeping, is there anything you do?
Well, one thing I do, I mean, I do check the lock on my door before I go to bed usually, even though I know I checked it, I double check it, I triple check it, what have you. And as I'm going to do something, I make sure, you know, I'm saying to myself, you check this twice, you know, or you check this 3 times. But I do it the 4th time because then I know for sure I did it. You know, I don't know, brush your teeth before you go to bed so you don't lie there and, oh, shoot, I didn't brush my teeth. I mean, you know, it's things like that.
Exactly.
I guess you could have a little checklist, but
it's just many things come into your head when you're trying to fall asleep.
A
friend once told me that you should imagine a blackboard and imagine that thoughts come onto the blackboard as chalk. You know, it's just like if you start to picture something that's bothering you, it's written on the board as chalk. And mm-hmm. and your goal is to, when you see a new thought coming on the blackboard, you erase it in your head. So
have you tried it?
Just it does. Yes. And you know, at first it's annoying because it's hard to keep consciously erasing. But then before you know it, you're so bored of erasing the thoughts that you're asleep. It works. You should try it.
Yeah. Well, that and also devices. I have a bad, I used to have a bad habit of keeping a TV on, and that's terrible to do because then you fall asleep while the TV is on, which means at some point you're probably hearing that somewhere. And yeah. then you wake up and then you say, well, shut the TV. And then by that time you're awake. So then you put the TV back on so you can see where that's going.
Remember the old days when if you fell asleep in front of the TV, you would wake up and it would be the test pattern and it would be going, boo.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, then for sure. There's no reason to put it back on.
Kids
but
don't
that's
know
not
what a test pattern is these days.
No, they don't. And I'll tell you what, I got rid of that TV. I gave it away to a friend who needed one. And I said, here, take it. And that was better. But then I put the radio on. Now I put public radio on thinking, okay, fine. But they get into these things sometimes that are so fascinating. I want to hear it, you know? And it's not just this rat-a-tat-tat news headlines. It's actual conversation in a decent interview. And so...
So it's good and it's bad in that
yes.
It's a quiet voice talking, but the problem is you're thinking about what they're talking about. And it's brain activity that is keeping you from sleeping.
My newest technique, if you ask what I did, my newest technique is I have a radio that it actually projects the time of day on the ceiling in red.
Yeah.
One of those. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. That's not really disturbing. It's dark red and I can change that and I can even make the light a little lower.
Yeah.
It's what you can do though, is you can push a button and it'll say 90 or 60 or 30. And that's when it will automatically go off. If you fall asleep anyway, whether you fall asleep or not, it'll go off.
Yeah.
And most times if I put it on.
Oh, you mean the radio?
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
So if I set it for 90 minutes at, let's say, 1 in the morning at 2:30 a.m., it will automatically shut off.
Shut off, yeah, yeah.
Now, sleep if I'm timer. Up and listening to something, I'll reach out and put it back on. If I don't remember to reset it again, then, you know, what I'm trying to do.
Are you listening to things till 2:30 in the morning? Maybe that's your problem.
On and off.
Oh, dear.
On and
well,
off.
Well, no wonder you're tired during the day.
Well, yeah, but here's what I do. Now, what I'm trying to do this week is instead of setting it for 90 minutes, I'm trying to set it for 60. And then eventually I can get to 30.
You
and
wean
then
yourself off a little at a time.
I think that's what you have to do with sleep. I don't know.
Okay, let's move on to our next survey. Speaking of devices, over 60% of people think connected devices are creepy. Now, I know you don't have any connected devices in your home, but you've seen the ads where you can say to your Alexa, "Alexa, what time is it? Alexa, what's the weather outside?"
All that. Can you say, "Alexa, clean the toilet"?
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, if it happens, let me know. I'll be the first to sign up and buy one.
Even as I just said Alexa right now, I can hear Alexa in the other room trying to answer my question.
Mm-hmm.
So these devices sit in various places in your home, wherever you want to put it, and they are listening at all times for you and to say the word Alexa, which brings it to life, and then you ask it a question and it can look it up and answer you. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I know how they work. I mean, I've seen
them,
but, you know, everybody goes, oh, you could ask it anything. And I'm thinking,
here's the problem that people are having. It's a microphone that's in your house.
That's right.
So technically speaking, it's always listening for you.
That's correct.
And recording what you are saying. So is that creepy?
Yes.
A little bit?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I don't want. It's like it's almost like you're bugging your own house.
You're bugging your own house. Yeah.
And when I heard that, I thought, another good decision by me. Because I don't want to. You know, privacy is something. Once you lose it, you can't get it back. And I think this is another thing that is just saying, here, let me put myself out. I'm an open book, and we've seen how that works.
70% of respondents in the U.S. reported being concerned about the way devices collect and use personal data. here in the U.S. Yeah, it's weird. And
I
don't know.
Feel like I might feel like the device is bossy.
It can be a little dismissive.
The boss of me.
The boss of me.
Yeah. Plus, I talk a lot, and even though you know it's not like I'm living with a bunch of people or anything, one person talking this much in a residence is enough.
Totally agree. All right. Yeah. Our final survey today comes to us from the company called, it's a travel company called Big Seven, and they did a big survey to find out what people thought was the sexiest accent in America.
Oh my gosh.
Now, you don't think you have an accent, do you?
Well, I don't hear it, but I think I do.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I think I do, but I don't hear it. You have a bit of a New Jersey accent. Yes, that's what I've heard that. And the funny thing is I've lived in California much longer than I've lived in New Jersey. I've lived in California longer than I've lived anywhere in my life.
Nobody thinks they have an accent, but I think everybody kind of does. Even if it's sort of a boring accent, we all have it.
It's the ear thing. And I would bet you money that if I went back to New Jersey, I'd either – one of two things would happen and maybe both. One, I would fall right back into even stronger New Jersey accent. Yeah. Or the people in New Jersey would think I sound like I'm from California.
What do you say that gives it away? Like what word
flat
do you
– Flat A. What? And also like in the morning I start my day with a cup of coffee.
And you say coffee? No.
Well, I say coffee, but a lot of people say coffee.
Coffee. Okay.
Coffee. Now, coffee to me sounds like you have an accent from somewhere.
Right.
Or like when I was living in Boston, I could hear the Boston accent. Park the car and have a yacht.
When I first started working in news, I thought I did not have any sort of an accent. I had moved to Florida from Indiana, and the people go, "Oh, you're from the Midwest. I can tell." I said, "How do you tell?" I realized I was mispronouncing certain words. Like I would say Washington instead of Washington.
Washington. Yeah.
So it's a dead giveaway.
I think you're right.
So according to this, the most sexy accent of all, believe it or not, people like a Texas accent.
Really?
Well, if you have a certain accent and you're a man,
I was just going to say,
or a
this.
Woman,
I bet it breaks down by gender.
Exactly,
yep.
Because it seems like a woman from Texas, if she has a sweet Southern drawl, I could get that could be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But a Texas, a man with it seems like it would be kind of not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, what about the Southern accent? I mean, that would be, I guess Texas would be a Southern accent, no?
Yeah. Some sort of, but there is a difference between a Texas accent and like a Louisiana accent.
Yes, but here's the deal. If you go to, let's say you take a trip and you go to the South, you visit the South and you get into your hotel room in New Orleans, I'm going to bet, that used to be the case where if you did that and turn on the local news, I bet you do not hear people with Southern accents on the news.
Oh, interesting. That's true. That is true.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, on the news, everybody has sort of a neutral accent. In second place, Boston came in as the second sexiest, sexiest accent.
Not me.
Matt Damon and that Ben
Affleck.
Affleck. That's a Boston accent, right?
You know, I haven't heard them lately, so I don't know. And they're actors, so, you know, they
you
could
it
have
on
had
up, but I think that's
on several
maybe that's
projects
where that comes from.
Yeah.
I don't know. In third place, New York. New York?
Sexy? Really?
Now, for men, maybe it's kind of this Italian, kind of urban Italian thing that women would find sexy. But
hey,
a woman with a New York accent seems like she'd be a little tough. Which I don't think that seems sexy. You know what I mean?
See, these are all judgments.
The survey really didn't deal with international accents, but
no.
is there an international accent that you find kind of a turn on?
I don't think of the accents as, I guess, British. I think we all like British accents.
Really?
Okay. Yes. You know, it was
I thought you was gonna. I thought you were gonna say French or
no,
Italian.
I think a French accent would be probably sexy in a guy if I were listening to him. Mm-hmm. But it would take more than an accent. You know, does he have a good bank account? Is he decent looking? Do I have to put a paper bag over his head? Well, you know, what's the deal here? So I think it's more than the accent. It's got to. I mean, it's got to sound good. I don't want somebody to be speak. I'll tell you what's more important to me.
Yeah,
that the person speaks with some at least decent or an attempt to be decent, good grammar.
All right. And that's about it for us today. We're glad you joined us. Susan, what's your final thought?
Buy Alexa with the accent you like.
Ah, good idea. Hey, for all the stuff that matters when you're 50 plus, visit us at olderandwiser.com. We'll see you next time.